Welcome to the podcast of USDF Hall of Fame Master Horseman, author, clinician, and judge, Charles DeCunfey.
So we humans have, some of us, strong beliefs, rightly or wrongly, in associations between the alignment of the stars and the time of our birth. And I'm wondering if you could create a zodiac for horses, would there be distinct types of horse personalities that you pick up most from different types of horses?
Yes, that is. But it is, strangely enough, analogous to humans. I don't believe in these assignment of 12 signs containing the characteristics and the division of characteristics among humans, because I believe, and I think it's amply documented, that we have character, unique character, one only, one and only. We belong to a group that consists of one person. This modern grouping of people is, of course, with political, it's a political attack on human freedom and individuality. We are totally individualistic, and I find it difficult to imagine that there is 1/12 of humanity with exactly the same characteristics as I do myself. This would be hideous if it were true, and it would eliminate the whole moral, ethical notion of free will. And I believe in free will, and of course the question is, why do you believe in free will? And my answer is, because I don't have any other option. It is free will that is our entire moral basis. You have to live by your will, and you will be accountable for living by your will. So I don't believe that anything other than charming fantasy is the role of these 12 astrological signs by which we are supposed to have formed our characters. By the coincidence of the hour of birth at a certain longitude and latitude, it is bordering on naughtiness. And so I cannot assign astrological signs to horses, but I witness to the fact that they are, just like humans, totally individualistic individuals. If you cannot discern the individuality of the horse that you are training or taming, you will never be a horseman. You also, when you think in realistic terms, you don't marry people by astrological signs.
Some people might.
They have to bring something more to the table than just, you know, being a whatever. So, the same with horses. You cannot pick one because you like their birth sign when they were born. Nonsense. So anyway, I believe in total, utter individual. I don't think there is, was, or ever will be another me, and of course the world will never miss it. However, there'll be no other one. And the same, I think, with the free will. There will never be, there could be like-minded people, but not identical-minded people, ever. And even if we witness the least important common thing in a day, two people will talk about it differently, because there is that big difference between looking or seeing. We all can look at an accident, we didn't see the same accident because our mind had a narration and our emotions had echoes and our spirit was rebelling or acquiescing. Or there is no identical reaction to anything. So free will and individuality, and guess what? Horses have it. They have free will and individuality.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Let us know what you think by leaving a review or comment. If you are ready for more, follow Charles DeCunfee on Facebook and Instagram. Visit charlesdecunfee.com to subscribe and shop. While you're on the website, learn more about the Salon of Charles DeCunfee. This private community is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and learn directly from this master horseman.